The Brei Torah should be the Ilui Nishmas Yosef and Rafal, whose yard site is today, and the Neshama should have an Aliyah from our Torah learning and from the Torah learning of his entire Mishpacha. Today is a day that is marked in this week's Parsha. Actually, it is the date of Aaron HaKohen's yard site, and it is interesting to think about Aaron HaKohen's yard site because we know that that the day of a yard site is in, I guess it's relevant for the sponsorship as well. The day of the yard site is a day of a certain zuchus of that person, of the niftar. And yet, misha nichnasav mima'atim besimcha. Every year we celebrate Aaron HaKohen's yard site by being mima'at besimcha and by having a sense of avelus. So I wanted to share with you a mahalich that I saw. I don't remember where I saw it, but I think it's a beautiful mahalich into understanding the nature of Yahrzeit in general, not just Yahrzeit, the nature of Misa in general, and particularly as it relates to us at this time of year. Now the Pasuk says in this week's parasha, V'arashtem es kol yoshvei ha'aretz mipneichem, V'ibadtem es kol me'askei hosan, V'arashtem es ha'aretz v'yashavtem bat. So it says V'arashtem twice. V'arashtem es kol yoshvei ha'aretz. You should be horashtem, all the yoshvei ha'aretz. So what does that mean? How are you yorashtem is called yoshvei ha'aretz? Who are the yoshvei ha'aretz? The Kananim. And we're horashtem them? What does that mean? So the Pasha Pshat and Pasuk. Horashtem doesn't mean to inherit. It means to evict. We should evict all the yoshvei ha'aretz. And then they'll be gone. Then we'll be able to inhabit Eretz Yisrael. And then V'horashtem es ha'aretz, not the Yoshvei ha'aretz, V'horashtem es ha'aretz, V'yashavtem ba. What's that about? Does that mean to evict also? So the Ramban writes, no, V'horashtem es ha'aretz, V'yashavtem ba means you take the land as an inheritance and you live in the land. That's the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Rashi, however, says, no, the word is, if it would have been to inherit, it would have been v'yarashtem, not v'horashtem. V'horashtem implies that you're doing an action towards somebody or something else. If it were to mean an inheritance, the word v'horashtem would mean to give to somebody as an inheritance, not to take as an inheritance. And Rashi therefore concludes that the word v'horashtem in this context means the same as it does in the other context. It's a lashon gerushin, eviction, sending away. V'horashtem es ha'aretz v'yashavtem ba means v'horashtem es ha'aretz mi yoshveha v'yashavtem ba. You should evict, you should horashtem es ha'aretz mi yoshveha, get rid of those people that are there, and then v'yashavtem ba, then you should live in Eretz Yisrael. Now, Rashi in Parshas Vayera tells us that someone who dies and is maniach ben tzaddik ki'ilu lo meis, if he leaves a tzaddik, a child who's a tzaddik, behind, so it's as if the nifter never died. The concept of bra mizaka abba, that the existence of the child and the mitzvos of the child is a zechus for the father, teaches us that when a child internalizes the lesson that was taught by his father, and he lives by those lessons, then the father continues to generate zechuyos and to live. The difference between a living person and a dead person is that a living person is able to continue hayom la'asosam. He's able to continue to generate mitzvos, generate zechuyos. A dead person is no longer able to do that. The father is able to live through the child because the child's zechuyos are a result of the teachings of the father. But if a child were to squander all of the lessons that his father had taught, so the Pasuk in Tehillim says, "Va'azvu la'acherim chelam." Then they've left all those lessons for others, but not for their own biological children. And that would, and the father ceases to be alive. And that's what we say, perhaps in Kriya Shema every day. L'mayn yirbu yimeichem v'yimei v'neichem al adam asher nishva Hashem lavaseichem laseislam. Chazal were troubled by the word lahem. Right, the man yirbu yimeichem v'yimeichem al adam asher nishva Hashem lavaseichem laseis lahem. Who are we talking to? Ilman Yirbu Yumeichem. No, let's translate Hebrew. Yumeichem. What? Your days, right? Okay, hopefully we know the types of these words, right? What does Lahem mean? To them. What should it be? Lahem, to you. Why is it Lahem? It should be Lahem. Not Lahem. But maybe, if you understand this as a follow-up to the previous psukim, if you teach your children properly and they carry on a legacy of Torah, a legacy of Yerushalayim, not only are the children going to live in peace and comfort on the land, but it will be as if the father themselves are still alive in the land that God had promised them. So you want to live along in Eretz Yisrael? See to it that they live the way the way we just discussed of teaching your children Torah. And based on that, we can understand a very well-known Maimon Chazal in the Dorim Daf Lamed Beis. Bavur sheshal Avram Avinu Alav Hashalom Bana Eda Nemar Lo Yadoa Teda. Because Avram Avinu asked Bana Eda, so Kadosh Baruch Hu said Yadoa Teda. Avram Avinu, it's hard to imagine that he was asking God how he knows that he can trust God. How do I know that I could trust you, Hashem? What have you ever done that shows that I could trust you? That's hard to imagine. I mean, it would be inappropriate and preposterous. The question might be, how do I know that I will inherit the land? Yeah, you tell me my children will inherit the land. That I get. You promise that they would, you'll do it. I need to know that I can remain assured that my children carry on my legacy so that I can inherit the land myself through them. I can continue to live through them. And what does God answer? Yadoa teda ki ger yezaracha. Unbelievable. What was Avram's legacy? What was Avram's midah? What was the defining quality of Avram Avinu? Chesed. Chesed Avraham. Right? It was his chesed. What happens most frequently is that a person who goes through his own hardships, his own struggles, his own difficulties, tends to become a much more sensitive person, tends to become a better Baal Chesed. He's more attuned to hardships. He's more attuned to difficulties. Someone who just had smooth sailing the entire time doesn't even recognize what it looks like. When someone does, can't even relate to what it feels like when a person is not having it easy. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, you want to know how you're going to know, ki ira shena, that your message, that your chesed, that your defining quality is going to continue to live in Eretz Yisrael, yadoa teida ki ger yezaracha be'eretz lo lehem. Your children aren't going to have it easy. They're going to have to struggle, they're going to have to suffer. And that's going to build something in them. That's going to build a certain sense of sensitivity in them. That's why Chazal and Brachas Davavim Beis say, igra d'taniso tzidkasa. When you starve a little bit, you fast a little bit, all of a sudden you become a Baal Chesed. All of a sudden you give tzedakah. You're interested in saying, oh, this is what it feels like to be hungry? Oh my gosh, there are people that are hungry all the time. There are people that aren't waiting till after the fast when they could have a big feast, because there is no after the fast, and there is no big feast. Idgra tzitanisa tzidkasa. This was the answer to Avram's question. But how do I know my children will continue my legacy of chesed so that it be considered that I'm living through them? And that will undoubtedly motivate them to uncover their potential as Balei Chesed. Why? Ki ger hayisem be'eretz Mitzrayim. Ki atem yodatem es nefesh ager. You know what that feels like. And only because you know what that feels like are you going to be able to show true ava to other people. Show true ava sayet. That might be what the Vahorashtim Asarat Yashaftimba is all about. Going back to our original question. If we take the land, but we fail to get rid of the bad influences in the land, and our children will one day inherit the land, but they're not gonna inherit the land and live there the way we would have liked them to live there, well then, the older generation is not really living through them. The older generation is only living through them when they carry on that legacy. V'horashtem es ha'aretz. Rid the land of all the negative influences. And then, v'yashaftem ba. Then, who's going to dwell in it? Not them, not the children. Then the parents will be v'yashaftem ba. You will continue to live so long as you make sure that the negative influences that are going to affect the religious lifestyle are gone. And that maybe explains the common expression, Tzadik nitfas ba'avon hador. Shabbos taflam gimlam beis. Shabbos nitfas, tzadik nitfas ba'avon hador. What does it mean? A tzadik dies because of the sins of the generation. Maybe it means something a little deeper. A tzaddik dies because of the sins of the generation may not just mean a physical death. You know, so long as the generation still remembers the teaching of the tzaddik, they still remember what the tzaddik represented, and they still live by that. He's still alive through each of his disciples, through each of his talmidim. Gemara in Yuma, Daf Tesan Beis, tells us, Lo charva Yerushalayim ela ba'avon sinas chinam shahayaba. With all of the averos, why was sinas chinam the one that did us in? So, you know, when Haman drew his lots, the Gemara Megillah Yud Gimel Beis tells us, Haman samach bin fala par al chodesh emes ba Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom. Haman was overjoyed when he did his lots and he came out with chodesh Adar. That's when Moshe died. V'lo yada shebzayin v'adar meis Moshe, shebzayin v'adar nolad Moshe. That he didn't know, that's when Moshe became alive also. I don't think it means to say necessarily only the simple pshat that a birthday has significance. It's not so pasha that a birthday has significance in Judaism. I wrote an essay on it once. We don't really find it anywhere else that a birthday has significance in Judaism. I mean, certain milestone birthdays have significance in Judaism. 13, right, 20, sometimes significance in one direction or the other. You know, Ben Shmona Asher L'Chuppah, okay, they have. But like the actual birthday itself, we don't find that has significance in Judaism. Maybe on the Yahrzeit each year, what it means is Moshe Rabbeinu's influence is measured. Is he still alive? Is the life of Moshe Rabbeinu something that's still happening? And as long as people are still living by the Torah, still living by his teachings, then he's there to protect us and he continues to grow stronger. And Moshe Rabbeinu was able, his zuchus is able to protect us, and it did during that dar. Now we come to Aaron. So Aaron didn't die in Chodesh Adar. When did he die? Today. Chodesh Av. If we imagine the same thing, that if we're still living by the messages of Aaron, it will protect us from all hardships, it will protect us from all difficulties, it will protect us from all suffering. So Rosh Chodesh Av should come each year, Kodesh Baruch is deciding, should we suffer, should we not suffer? And what's he going to look at? Is Aaron still alive? Are we still representing Aaron? And only if the answer is no, will Chodesh Av become a time of Paranus. So why didn't Aaron's strength protect us? Apparently, because only as long as we follow his teachings, we keep him strong and alive and capable of protecting us. But once we abandon his teachings, we have effectively killed him. So the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed. We needed the Zechus of Aaron to protect us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked to see if we still remain influenced by everything Aaron represented. Are we still Oave Shalom, Verod Fe Shalom? And the answer was the opposite. The answer was that we were practicing Sinas Chinam, which meant Aaron was dead. He couldn't help us anymore. So we experience Sreifas Beis Elokeinu. So Tzadik Nitfas B'Avon Adar may mean something a little different. Not that the Tzadik dies because of the Avon Adar. The Tzadik is declared dead when the Dar sins and doesn't carry on the legacy of that Tzadik. Because so long as we carry on the legacy of that tzaddik is still alive. Brahma Zaka Abba. The tzaddik's messages still live. And that's the avoda. It's not a coincidence. Rosh Chodesh Av is the yahrzeit of Aaron HaKohen. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks every year and says, Rosh Chodesh Av, okay, how are we doing on this? Are we Oave Shalom V'Rod Fe Shalom? Are we interested in Klal Yisrael as a whole and not just in our own Dalet Amos? Are we going out of our way to look for shalom rather than to look to be correct and to be right and to win arguments? Are we going out of our way to understand where other people are coming from, the hardships that other people might suffer, what makes other people happy, and going out of our way to do things to help that happen? And that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu judges each and every year. You know, Kol Dor, the Gemara tells us that the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt. It's as if it was Nechrav B'Yamav, because it's a new din every single year. It's a brand new din. And this is the din. This is the din that we face. This is the avoda that we face going forward. It was nice that we started Chodesh Av last night by talking to all different kinds of Jews who come from very, very different places than where we come from. But it shouldn't just be a one-night thing where we once had a conversation with a Jew who's not like us. We have to really feel a sense of what it means to be part of Klal Yisrael. And when we do that, then v'horashta mesa'aretz, yeah, we're taka going to be yorish la'aretz, both in the metaphorical sense as well as in the physical sense.